With the unusual monsoon-like weather we've been experiencing in our region lately, it's hard not to talk about the weather. And I will say we've been extremely lucky with the mild summer we've been graced with thus far. The rain, ironically, has been a constant reminder to me about a particular something that you'd find indoors. One of my favorite local public art projects in our community, La Lluvia, or translated from Spanish, the rain. It is one of our region's newest permanent art installations, located on the campus of UNCW in the Fisher Student Center. La Lluvia, designed and built by student artist Anne Marie Wilson, is a series of 500 glazed and sculpted oyster shell-like ceramic pieces suspended from the ceiling by monofilament. The pieces gently sway in tandem when people are present in the room, giving the piece a subtle movement in life. Actually, there's been a great deal of public art in the news lately, new and old. There's been a new attention brought to Wilmington's first public art, the original front stage curtain for Thalian Hall, created by acclaimed 19th century painter Russell Smith for its grand opening in 1858. It has recently been identified as most likely the oldest theatrical curtain in America. The scene is one of great drama, depicting Grecian islands in the Aegean Sea, with Olympic revelers ascending the stairs of the Temple of Apollo in anticipation of the impending games. The curtain was a gift from prominent businessmen of Wilmington to the community, and the curtain cost $200, which is a substantial amount when you consider that the total cost to build the theater of Thalian Hall was around $17,000. I'll never forget gazing at this intimidating, larger-than-life painted curtain as a child in the old lobby of Thalian Hall. We are lucky to have this national treasure. Public art is now gracing our public streets and walks again after a few-year hiatus. The Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County rejuvenated the pedestrian art program, bringing impeccable sculptural works of bronze, steel, and copper to our downtown streets. One of the current pedestrian art projects is by artist Paul Hill, who is well known for his Venus flytrap glass and metal sculpture where Market Street meets the river. We are blessed to live in a region that continually seeks to bring art out of dedicated galleries and into our public gathering spaces. Whether in a public lounge, lobby, performing arts center, school, riverfront, or inner city streets, art is finding ways to enhance community, educate, and build livable, inviting spaces for us to live and work.